Welcome back to the Sammy Saga Comedy Podcast. I am your host, Sammy. This episode I'm being joined by Jaren, who is part of the Daytime Delusions comedy team, which I was pretty stoked about because, you know, comedy, it makes sense. This is a comedy podcast. He's part of a comedy team. That's really cool. You get to hear him talk about that a little bit. And you also get to listen in as we play the game. The main game, Slide Ride, the game where I give him, it's just him today, the game where I give him a Google Slides presentation, two of them, two Google Slides presentations, and he has to act like he made them and present them to me and to you. It is hilarious. And we also play Character Clash, the game where basically we get randomly generated characters with random weapons. It gets really quirky. It's really funny. He's actually a really good sport. I like this guy a lot. I think he will too. And if you do like the whole episode as a whole, please consider following the podcast because episodes are still releasing every Monday at 12 p.m. PST. Ladies and gentlemen, please give Jaren some love. And ladies and gentlemen, again, Sammy Saga continues. Everybody, it's me, Sammy, with my good friend. His name is Jaren. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, Sammy. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for having me. Everybody, this is Jaren. And he is in the works of something. Why don't you tell us about that?
Ooh, about the upcoming project I've got?
Yes.
All right, right up front. So I'm a member of an improv team called Daytime Delusions. We were the College Improv Tournament Southeastern Regional Champions in 2019, I believe. And we are having a show on January 2nd that you can live stream straight to your home from Carrollwood Players Theater. If you're interested, the tickets for that are at facebook.com/daytimedelusions, or you can go to the Carrollwood Players Theater website.
Wow, pretty fancy stuff. pretty cool. So, also, right off the bat, this is just going to be me and Jaren here, because the other guy could not make it, but that's okay. We can have just as much fun, if not more. That's what I always say. That's the first time I said it, but you know what? That's okay. So, I know you've listened to the podcast, so you've got a good idea of what's coming up. I'm going to have you present a couple Google Slides presentation. This is going to get interesting.
Oh, yeah, we're dual fisting.
Yes, and I'm going to share my screen here. We're going to jump right into this because I am very much excited for this. You know the rules. Everybody who doesn't know, we're playing Slide Ride here, the game where I give him a Google Slides presentation, and basically he has to act as he was the one who made it and is presenting it to an audience. And it's supposed to be really difficult, and that's why it's funny, and you'll understand, basically. Okay. So you should be able to see my screen now.
Ooh.
And whenever you're ready, just give me like a pause or something when you want me to move on to the next slide or, you know, whatever works.
Yeah, I'll cue you.
Mm-hmm. Take it away.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Thank you so much for coming to my TED Talk on the most naughty people in the world and what they have done just in time for Christmas. This man is a bastard man. He has his cart full of bananas and board shorts. It looks like he's trying to take all of those bananas for himself. And as you can see, walking clearly past the pineapple and the guava. Now, it's very important that every good boy and girl get their daily allowance of vitamin P, which as we all know is stored in the pineapple. And if you try to eat that many bananas, you will in fact have a muscle spasm from the abundance of potassium in their system, unless you match it with an equal amount of salt. And as you can see, his cart, no salt. It's a one-way ticket for disaster.
Right.
Oh, and here we have the infamous Shrek driving his famed Toyota Yaris, I believe. Now, the police were able to track this felon down because he posted a picture of himself next to that water tower in the background, and they were able to lock down his location in seconds. And as we all know, it is illegal to be a fictional character living in the non-fictional world. So he was promptly arrested and thrown back into the custody of Jeffrey Katzenberg over at DreamWorks.
Wow, seconds is... It took them to catch them, huh?
That's fast. Literal seconds.
That's quite fast.
Ooh, and here we have just a cursed image. That is, yes, I now that I've tilted my head to a 45, I can recognize him. That is Sheldon Mayne, the infamous toilet peeper, who comes up out of the drains of public restrooms head first. Hair last, and tries to see people eating on their lunch break who just want to be left alone and in peace. His whereabouts are still unknown. If you have any information, please contact your local authorities.
Wow, I'm a little concerned for you about how you got this picture. Was this your personal experience here?
No, the person who took this, all we found was the phone. It was just a pair of pants on the ground with a belt and some Reeboks and the phone. Their whereabouts are still unknown.
Oh, no.
I must warn you, this woman in the next slide is my distant cousin. His name is Ramadine. He is the most naughty woman around. She has committed 7 murders, 12 kidnappings, and 29 oranges. Her favorite animal is a giraffe. For obvious reasons. Mm. Here is a picture of the apparently non-binary Ramadine. Ah, yes. There they are. Mrs. Arthropod Universe. As you can see, making the journey from the dark depths of the benthic ocean to our landmass, they have to cloak themselves in a protective layer of, I believe, shaving cream to avoid the harmful ultraviolet hue of the sun's rays. As you can see, Ramadine comes equipped with 2 razor-sharp claws and a winning smile, and we strictly advise that anybody who encounters Ramadine in the wild should just play dead. Eventually, they will lose interest and pursue speedier, more powerful prey in apparently... a Pacific Northwestern habitat, judging by the foliage.
Oh my. Good advice.
Yes, and here we have Blazatron, the world's first cybernetic music-playing robot. Blazatron was initially created to play beautiful orchestra-style music, but he was corrupted by the influences of Dave, who works in the dish pit. And then suddenly the robot got a gauge, which altered his programming and caused him to become the, frankly, incredibly dank smoking robot that we all know and dread. Anybody who hears the spellbinding song of Blazatron cannot help but be ensnared to dance to his mellow tune as he plays covers of all his favorite Sublime songs.
Wow, that's quite a long title, too, that he has.
Oh, there was Shrek again. How to make it on the nice list if you are naughty. This is very important for all of our listeners. Nobody is beyond redemption. Anybody you've seen here could be saved, which is why it's so important that we find them. The first step to being nice if you are naughty is to clean your entire house. and you literally have to clean the entire house. It doesn't matter if it's just your room or just the room that you use. You need to take every plate out of the cabinet and just give it a little whippity wipe. And you gotta take every piece of food out of your kitchen and breathe on it to a shine. Now, step two, be a president of the United States. Now, you do not have to be the current one. And if you are versed in necromancy, you can become one of our previous presidents. There's about 40-ish dead presidents for you to choose from. My recommendation, Taft. Step three, beat up 12 children. It's just as easy as that. You've heard cheaper by the dozen. Now get ready for admonition by the fistful as you destroy these tiny minors to gain salvation. And step four, you gotta repeat this whole process until you get an email from Santa confirming you are nice, which will take a while as he is still on AOL servers. He has not caught up with the times. Mrs. Claus has a Gmail account. Sometimes you can get to him through her if she's feeling generous, but do not fill up that inbox, y'all. She gets real testy.
Right.
Thank you all for coming to my TED Talk.
Oh, you're welcome. I wish I didn't have to pay, but...
salvation is never free, son.
Oh my god!
Yeah, that was a good little warm up. Mm.
I like that a lot. okay. You're right. That is just the warm up because I have one more similar Google Slides presentation. I don't know if this is gonna be easier for you or not, but I, like probably everybody listening, am excited to hear what you have to say about this.
Yes, we are making it very personal today, folks. It's a 2-for-1 special. You came for the advice. Now stay for the vanity project as I go through with you my Christmas whiffs, my Christmas gift wish list. You know what I love in my stocking? Some of those little brown creamy yogurt delights known as Shittles. You've tasted the rainbow. Now you can feel the ring burn as you pass the Shittles through your system. There's no Yuletide logs here. It's all a loose, creamy stream of Christmas delight.
This sounds so much worse.
Oh, yes. And who does not want to include celebrity guest Dolly Parton on their wish list this year? Isn't she beautiful? Seen here without her trademark heels for the first time in well over a decade. She's looking a little crusty around the eyes, perhaps a sign that age is finally catching up to this beautiful soul. And you know what? I don't even care. I love Dolly Parton, and I accept all of her flaws because she is an excellent human being, and I have in no way any ill will towards her. And that's why I want her for Christmas.
Wow. That's pretty extensive already, but I think I understand.
You know what? Some people are turkey people on Christmas. Some people are ham people. I'm a big fan of the Toad Burger. As you can see, you take one Popeye's biscuit, cut it in half, and then you put that raw toad on there. You want to get it right on the belly for that juicy first bite. It's the snack that sings to you all the while you consume it.
That is awful. Is this a picture of you with one?
No, my thumbnails are a lot prettier than that. This is my cameraman. He had to create one for this slide presentation.
Wow, it's impressive.
Something I should mention before we go any further. All of these products all cost $100 on Amazon, and that is not a coincidence. If you are interested in buying these products, you really, 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 really have to DM my mom for the links because I tried to set up an Amazon wish list, and then I ended up losing my credit card information, and I've had to, like, replace it a couple times already. So just DM my mom. If she doesn't answer, you could just, like, DM me because I also have them, but, like, I'm not allowed to use the internet except for this TED Talk. So, like, you can DM me if my mom doesn't answer, but don't tell her.
That's a little confusing.
Ah, yes. Here's my boy. I met Barnaby when I went to clown school, and he was the most gifted tricyclist that you've ever seen. Unfortunately, he was discovered to be a lowland chimpanzee, I believe? I don't believe that that's an orangutan. And he was returned to the zoo. And this $100 Amazon credit that you're going to give me will free Barnaby and allow him to return to his tenured position at the clown school.
Wow. That's very generous of you.
Yes. You've heard of the Virgin Killer sweater. Now get ready for Zipples, the new holiday sensation that's sweeping the nation. A testament to the ease of access that we've all come to crave from our JCPenney outlet mall clothing. This would be for me, by the way. I want the Zipples.
Oh, you're gonna wear this.
Oh, I would rock it, no doubt.
Does the zipper have to be right there?
I was thinking about putting it halfway, so you get sort of the best of both worlds. It's like wearing one white sock and one black sock. It's a statement.
Mm. Okay. Alright.
Yeah, Duchess. Oh, everybody's favorite aristocrat. As you can see, this cat actually has fat stacks. And if you pay $100, you can rent her for an hour. And in that time, I intend to do the old switcheroo, where I take her fat stack and replace it with like a wad of business cards. So it's really killing two birds with one stone. I get her cash, and then she distributes my business cards to her next clients.
Ah, I see. I like a long necklace.
Oh yeah, she is iced to the teeth. The drip is strong in this picture. Honorable mentions. Fire-breathing cookie. You gotta have it. Every Christmas, not complete. Estrogen pills. I have been considering transitioning. I just want to have them. Just to look at. Just because, you know, like, maybe I might, but we don't know. Father. I am interested in seeing my father at some point this year. If anybody can help with that, maybe you've seen him. And giraffe, I believe, as was mentioned earlier, for obvious reasons. Thanks, Mom! And thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
Oh, you're welcome. Only the best. Only the best.
That's so fun. That doesn't leave you any time to think. It's been a while since I've had to just kind of talk my way out of a situation like that. Wow.
I love it. It never gets old.
That is an excellent segment. Wow.
You did such a good job with both of these.
Thank you.
I just love it because everyone at home never knows what you're really exactly talking about because they don't see the pictures, unless they're watching on YouTube, of course. But I think it's hilarious. anyways. This next game is called Character Clash, also known as the ripoff of Super Fight, but we don't talk about that. Super Fight, don't sue me. Basically, Character Clash, for those of you who don't know, it's where this time around, I am going to be going up against, Jaren, and basically how it works is he's going to give me three random numbers from 1 to 80. I'm going to do the same. It's going to give us some random results of a character, a random weapon, and a random attribute. That one example of this, just giving out random one here, could be like Mario, who has a pet T-Rex and is self-conscious.
Oh.
That's just an example of how randomized this could be. And then, you know what? I don't usually do this, but I think because it'll be a little easier to control this time around, I'm going to toss in a location of battle. I have a whole list of these, but I never really use them. So this is going to be really fun.
This is excellent. I love the idea of adding a location.
Yeah, I think it makes a lot of sense, actually. So give me three numbers from 1 to 80. You can repeat if you want to.
Let's do 8. 18 and 28.
Wow, okay. 8, 18, and 28. That means you are Jack Sparrow.
Savvy.
And 18. You are armed with... I'll put this in the chat after I find the results. You are armed with a very sharpened pencil. And... 28, you are made of bricks.
Ooh, Brick Sparrow.
And I'm going to, you know, I'm just going to go to RNG because I do know some of these. But minimum is 1, max is 80. Let's do it 3 times. I got 74. I'm going to do it again. 56, just to make sure that it's completely random, you know. And 32. Okay. So first, let me put yours in the chat so you can get familiar with how you're gonna win this battle. All right. So I have 74, 56, and 32. 74. I'm a monk.
Ooh,
never had that one before. 56. I am armed with a contact exploding boomerang. So I guess it never comes back to me. And my fingers are salami. Salami fingers.
Ooh.
That's not looking too good for me. We'll also put this in the chat. So just to recap here, Jaren is Jack Sparrow with a very sharpened pencil, and he's made of bricks. I, on the other hand, am a monk with contact exploding boomerangs and salami fingers. I'm gonna give you a chance to give your reasoning as to why you win this fight, and then I'm gonna sort of rebuttal, and then we'll go back and forth. So, go ahead.
All right. Well, as the world's first literate golem who fares the seas, I'm rock solid, baby. I'm 5 movies deep into a franchise, and that kind of momentum is hard to stop. And as we all know, the pen is mightier than the sword. So I feel as though I've got the leg up in this situation, especially once we know what the location is.
That's a good point. I totally forgot about that. Okay. Random number generator, give me light 30. We are on a pirate ship. Are you kidding me? Okay.
Ooh, so that's game, set, match right there.
Are you kidding me?
I am in my element. I will sink straight to the bottom of the sea if I fall off. But as we all know, Jack Sparrow has that kind of tipsy sway to him. He's kind of unshakable while at sea, I think.
Goodness, that could not have been any worse for me. Okay, so what is your attack plan?
Oh, I'm gonna lay on you. I'm just gonna get as close as I can and then tip forward. I feel like I don't even need the pencil. I'll use the pencil to, like, draft a letter to your loved ones. let them know what went down on the high seas.
You see, that is a good attack plan. But I do have a exploding boomerang, and if you touch me, I am holding that boomerang, and you, as a pile of bricks, but a sort of a human brick structure, is going on to describe, going to explode.
A human concrete hybrid, yes.
I don't know how efficient that attack is going to be.
See, that's the defense. Thing, though. Is that the best you could hope to do is draw me when I go in for the kill. That's the tie, because that boomerang explodes on you. But I call into question your ability to wield it with your salami fingers.
Well, these salami fingers, I am fairly certain that because I'm a monk, I can wield it fairly well. Let's just say that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Monks do have proficiency with exotic weapons, I believe.
Right. And I think the only drawback is that if the boomerang explodes in my hands, then I'm not going to have any fingers.
Well, you see, that's the thing about it, though, is that if the boomerang is in play, if your fingers don't interfere, then let's think about what happens if you're successful. If you throw that boomerang and it does not hit me, it's coming right for you.
Oh, yeah. It has to hit somebody. I didn't think about that.
This is mutually assured destruction at the highest level.
Okay. Oh, goodness. This is a difficult... Okay. As a monk...
I think we might have to call this one a draw. I feel like we're evenly matched.
Never heard something more ironic than that.
How much prep time does Jack Sparrow have? No. I think I'll accept the draw on this one, but if you want to keep going, let's keep going.
I can't think of a way where I would keep my fingers and I don't know. I think it is fair to just draw the line in the middle for this one.
Yeah. We found out what happens when the unstoppable force meets the immovable pirate.
They just stay there. Okay. That's interesting. Give me 3 more numbers from 1 to 80.
Boy. Let's go 72, 27, and 2.
Oh, boy. Okay. 72, you are, oh, boy, Mike Wazowski.
Billy Crystal, excellent.
27, you are armed with a chainsaw. Wow. And you are 10 feet tall. Oh my goodness. Okay. Wow, that is interesting. I'm gonna have to pull something real good here. Let's say that the chainsaw just is proportionally big.
Oh, just, thank you.
Just to
very
make
generous.
Sure that it makes more sense. Okay, I'm random number generating mine. 68. 68. 6. And 47. Which means I... 68. Ooh, I'm a serial killer.
Ooh.
So very dangerous. I'm armed with a knife. Pretty straightforward. Okay.
All right. We're narrowing it down. You could be Michael or Jason at this point.
And 47. There's 3 of me.
Ooh, wow. So now you're like Cult of Chucky. Specifically.
Yeah. This is not a bad... this is not looking too bad for me.
No, this is going to be a bad one, I think.
And the location. Let me... get a location here. 18. We are fighting on a blimp.
Oh no. Oh, that does not favor me. Okay.
Alright, so Jaren is Mike Wazowski with a chainsaw who is 10 feet tall. That's very tall for those of you who don't know. and I am a serial killer who has a knife. There's 3 of me, basically. So
yeah. I started the last one. Would you like to begin this one?
Yeah, this is gonna be interesting. Never fought on a blimp. I hope I never do, but
knock on wood.
Okay, being on a blimp, your height, you're correct, does not exactly favor your height. There's not very much I can do besides sort of just generally attack you with these knives. I could Well, it says I have, let's go with one knife, one good solid knife. There's three of me. I'm just gonna attack one of your legs at a time and try to chop them off.
See, this is a good strategy on your part, like, well played. But Mike Wazowski got some scrawny legs, and even if he's 10 foot tall, he's still rocking those getaway sticks. And his knees are so high up on his body, so close to his singular center of gravity, that I can sort of see him perched as a bird with one foot on either side of this blimp. And now that I think about it, being outside means I don't have to worry about elbow room. I mean, I can swing that chainsaw in pretty much a 360-degree area. And you've also discounted the fact that you're going to be laughing this whole time, because that's Mike Wazowski. And I was going to say, you know, maybe he's skilled at extracting screams from people, and that's why he's got the chainsaw and he's so big now. Mm. But if I recall correctly, he wasn't a scarer in the original film. He was a comedian at the end of it. So
that's right.
He's going to be swinging this chainsaw going, "Put that thing back where it came from, or so help me." Because he's big now, it makes his voice deeper. Right. And, I mean, even if I get two of you laughing, I feel like law of averages, the first one wouldn't laugh, and then that's when you get me in the leg. I think this is your point.
I think you have a good point. The one thing that I have about that is that these are serial killers. These are absolutely mental people who probably wouldn't, are the only type of people that would not find that funny. So if there's anybody out there that would resist that, it would be these hardcore killers.
You know, I will point out that the weapon that you drew is knife. It is not knives. So you might be in a situation where you sort of have to be like, "Yo, throw me the rock," and like pass this knife around between the three of yourself. But you'd probably have like some kind of mental link that makes that easy.
Mm. I mean, sure, let's go.
I'm sorry, I keep talking myself out of, like, I think I lose this one. I don't see a way out for Big Mike.
I think the bigger factor that we're not taking into this is the fact that this blimp is in the air moving. you know, it's not like just on the ground. It's like in the air. And I mean, they go pretty slow, right? I don't know how slow they move.
I mean, the only footage I've ever seen of a blimp is the one of the Hindenburg exploding, the reenactment.
I've only ever seen the one in, what's that show with Dr. Doofenshmirtz?
Oh, Phineas and Ferb.
Yeah, and Doofenshmirtz blimp, but that doesn't give you much of a reference. Let's say it's going fairly slow to where you can comfortably walk around on the top of it. I don't know about you, because you might just be taller. You're taller than the blimp. Actually, no, 10 feet's not taller than the blimp.
That's a story. I think blimps are probably about two stories.
Yeah. Okay, so you're like a story tall. That's such a weird... Okay, I think I would need to just stay away from that chainsaw.
Mm.
And just sort of like nudge you off the edge with like from three sides with the knife.
Yeah, this is a classic boss fight situation. Like, I've got size on my side, but your mobility, I think, seals the deal.
Hey! All right, serial killer with the knife gets the win on the blimp. Never gonna say that again.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. That serial killer formula is intact for a reason.
We've got time for just one more here. This is good. I'm having fun with this. I like it much more like this. Three more numbers from 1 to 80.
Okay, let's go 33, 66, and 80.
Oh boy, go big or go home. He's taking it big. 33, you are Squidward. You are elmed. You are armed with 12 ice cubes. And not last, I mean, last but not least, you are gay.
So hold on, let me check something real quick. So these modifiers that we've discovered so far are brick, being made out of brick, salami fingers, 10 feet tall, and homosexuality.
That's just the tip of the iceberg.
Well, you know, I've always thought Squidward was sort of queer-coded, so I guess this doesn't disrupt my headcanon. I'm just saying, it's weird that this is an option on the list.
It's the latest edition.
All right, we'll play through.
So my random numbers that I just generated are 49, 8, and 7. So 49, I'm a gorilla. Not Patrick in a gorilla suit, but just a gorilla.
Okay.
I'm armed with, oh my god, a cup of water. It could not have been worse. And I'm introverted.
So there's definitely some that are just personality traits.
You should have seen it last time. I had two people do it against each other. One of them was gay, actually, and the other one wanted to date the other one, and they were both guys, and they were just, it was a draw for some reasons I don't want to get into.
All right. Well, it sounds like an episode with a lot of tension behind it.
Yeah, there definitely was. So let me repeat this for everybody here. So Jaren is Squidward, armed with not 4 or 5, but 12 ice cubes. He is also gay. I'm a gorilla who's armed with a cup of water, and I'm introverted. And we are fighting on, get this, inside a warehouse.
Perfect. Plenty of room.
Lots of wares. Time to see right. Where about you are.
So I believe it's my turn to start.
It is.
And I just want to say, you done fucked up, Sammy. You gave me a dozen ice cubes. Do you know what one ice cube can do? I'm talking NWA. I'm talking It Was a Good Day. No Vaseline. You can do it. You know how we do it. Fuck the police. Check yourself. Ain't got no haters. Natural born killers. I've got enough ice cubes to play the whole catalog while Squidward accompanies on the clarinet. And there's no hope for you. We've got the jammies. We've got the 6-4. We're coming in, and there's nothing you can do to stop us.
Wow, coming in strong. Okay. Well, I am a gorilla. I don't know what's going with that. I'm introverted, so, you know, I may not like you, really, which may just be just as well in this situation. I think that I'm going to be able to scare you into giving me your ice cubes to put in my cup of water, refresh myself, and then just gorilla you to death. I don't know how they kill things.
But you see, the ice cubes are just the tip of the iceberg. Because if we live in a universe where there's a dozen ice cubes, that means that's like an exponent. Because you got to think that means that that's 12 times 12. Members of NWA. I mean, if you chew through, like, let's say 6 ice cubes, then that's 6 Eazy-E's, 6 MC Rens, 6 DJ Yella, 6 Dr. Dre, 6 Arabian Prince, and the DOC. And they are gonna roll on you. And even if you survive the day, if you make it out of that warehouse, you'll never be safe. You'll have to leave the West Coast, because from Compton to LA, it's all our turf.
That's a good point. Let's give you that, right? Because here's the thing. Squidward is very, well, I would say he's distinct looking, but he's a squid or an octopus, whatever the hell he is. I'm a gorilla, And I can just hide among the other gorillas that I find in the wild. And you won't be able to find the right one because I look just like any old gorilla.
Damn. Damn.
That's my escape plan. Not an attack plan. Just to... So...
Oh, God. You know, I don't know. I don't know how I can compete with that. Because you're not arguing to win this fight. You're arguing to stay alive. And that's... There's nothing I can do. Because, I mean... even if I'm a squid with attitude, like, there's nothing to track you down in my skill set. I mean, not on land, that's for sure. You couldn't come to the West Coast or the ocean ever again, because we've got shooters out here.
I think you make a good point with that. And I think I have to give it to you. Because hey. That's my escape plan, and that's sort of admitting that I need to get away from you.
I didn't even have to use the AK. Today was a good day.
Nicely done. So we both won one, and we got a draw. That's very interesting.
We're evenly matched.
So that is basically the podcast, everybody. If you did like it, please tell us. If you like Jaren, please let him know. His stuff will be down below. And we'll see you guys another time. Bye.
Peace.
Thank you for listening in on today's podcast. You can find Sammy Saga on all platforms. My social medias are in the description, so if you do want to stay updated, that is going to be the best way to stay updated. I had a blast with Jaren, and I really want to bring him back on, so you don't be too surprised if you see him back again. And I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I will see you all next week. Bye!